And my next speaker is a councillor based in Athens and a coordinator of the Movement Against Racism and the Fascist Threat. CAFER campaigns in solidarity with migrants against the fascist Golden Dawn Party. Petrus.
First of all, thank you very much for having me here. I'm very glad to announce to all of you that on the 7th of July this year we had the elections, and finally we kick out the neo-Nazis of Golden Dawn from Greek Father. This is a great victory. I mean, from 2012, when they entered the parliament, they used the parliament in order to organize a storm of troops on the street to attack and murder Pavlos Fissas, a Zaklub man, and to try to impose that a Nazi party is something normal in Greece, but not only in Greece, and to inspire the fascists and the far right all around the world. So we are very proud that we finally kicked them out. And the second thing is that this is very important because there was a lot of people in Greece after 5 years of having a left government, Syriza government, that they argue that the only thing that will happen is that the far right will rise, and we stop that. People from below, where there are mass mobilization, really destroyed this narrative that says in an automatic way you have a left or a socialist government and then you have the Nazis. This is not the case, and the real question is why this happened in Greece. I would say for two reasons. First of all is that in Greece there is a strong movement that after the 2015 you could have this kind of picture. People supporting refugees in order to pass the border. 1 million. We are welcome in Greece. And, Greek people, they open their houses, their hearts, and their pockets. And, you know, they're very poor after 10 years of austerity. And they supported this 1 million against the fascists, against the far right. They were arguing that this is an invasion by illegal human, and so on. So it was on this base that we could build a strong movement against the European Union, that they closed the border, they sent 10,000 guards to keep the borders closed. They gave so much money in order to drown these people and kill them in the border, in order to close the so-called Balkan route and to stop all these people coming in Europe. And you know what they were using against this the people. All this Islamophobia, they are terrorists. I mean, women with their children in their arms, they were called terrorists. I mean, this is disgrace of the European Union and the values that they say that they represent. Are these values of democracy to call a woman with a child that he's a terrorist? So against all border people, there was a mass movement. The fascists, they tried to stop the refugees. And they tried to revive. And what they did, they tried to stop them going to the school by sending their thugs or their MPs there. And what happened really in Greece, it was hundreds of trade unionists, teachers, parents, people from local neighborhoods. They just went there in hundreds, opening the door of the school, giving to the children candies, bags, books, and it was an atmosphere of festival when this, so the fascists, they were defeated when they tried to stop the refugees of the children to go to the school. So we have all these fights going on, and it is now 10 years that CAREFA was formed. I'm coordinating this organization, Movement Against Racism and Fascist Threat. And it's the real thing is that we played a central role in organizing the mobilizations in solidarity with the refugees. That's why we are able to organize the anti-fascist movement and now to come to organize the trial against Golden Dawn. The last 5 years after the murder of Pavlos Pissas, all the parliamentary group of the neo-Nazis, they were on the court. And because we organized the support of for the lawyers, they had 400 meetings in the court, 400 meetings. They got no support, no money from it. It was solidarity support for these people. We had demonstrations outside the court, but also we had a no platform tactic against them. The public worker unions in the Greek TV, they stopped them, they even gave them the microphone. And also, in Athens municipality, where I was elected, but this time not only me, also with other six local councillors in Athens municipality, standing around anti-racism and anti-fascist, the Athens municipality decided not to give them any space for open meetings during the pre-election period, and also not to give them the kiosk that all the political parties are using. So for us, all this fight against the fascists was having this great result of kicking them outside the parliament. And I will finish by saying that we're happy, but we're not relaxing. Because you know, now in the European Union we have Margaritis Schinas, he's a Greek one, he was appointed to protect the European values. This is an Islamophobic appointment. Marine Le Pen was very happy, and I can understand why this happened. So we have to keep on fighting. And also the spokesman of the new government of the right wing, he said that we are faced with an invasion of illegal migrants. And he's now in the government. He's not the Nazi, but they're also trying to do it. So for us, we have to continue the movement. We have to build solidarity with the refugees. We have to fight to open the borders, to close all the detention centers, and to make sure that 21st of March next year, internationally, will be a big mobilization. We hope that until 21st of March to 2020, all the neo-Nazis who are now on trial will end in prison. And this will be one great difference.